Well, I don't get it. What did they say? I wasn't there, so tell me what happens. I can tell Winston if he calls. Well, I don't. He's not calling right now. So what was going on? What did they put in your head? You said they put junk in my head. Like what? Explain it to me. That makes no sense. Explain it. Explain it.
Well, they said that they were going to put me back in my home
No, that's not true, Dad.
Yeah.
No,
that's what they said. Yeah, and then they.
Last summer,
I shouldn't have listened to them at all. That's for them.
No, last summer you were at Mike's. No. They weren't telling you they were going to put you in your home. What was going on?
And I was so. Mike was really nice at the beginning, and then he was an asshole. I liked him. He was pushing me around, and he made me do all, everything he did that he told me to do. I do it for. I done it for him, and first of all, I should have never got entangled up with an asshole like that. But that's number one. But because he's known to be a troublemaker all his life.
So what happened at Mike's? What happened at the farm again? What happened at the farm?
Yeah, they came down, yeah.
Who's they?
Well, that was Andy and Mike what's the psychiatric there? What's his name now?
Bruce Jameson?
Yeah.
Who else was there?
Well, Roland came along too, but I mean,
Roland
later
Bouchard?
On, he wasn't there when I got there, but came later.
And who else was there?
And Angie was there.
Angie Bouchard was there?
Yeah.
All right. So what happened?
Well, then he took me in the shop there, and he, away from the others. And
who took you in the shop? Bruce Jameson?
Jameson, yeah.
He took you into Andy's shop on the farm in Ely. Okay, then what happened?
Well, he asked me quite a few questions, and he says, I can't see why you can't look after your own affair, Mr. Bouchard. And that was it. Didn't get me very much, just a bit. I said, I can't see why you can't look after your own, but... That's the biggest mistake of me. I should have been. They were assholes to put me into a jackpot like that. I mean, the number one, they said, they were just a bunch of assholes.
How could they put you in a jackpot like that? How could they do that in the first
place? Well, I mean, they had no business to come down and put me in a goddamn spot like that.
Well, you let them. Yeah. How could they do that if you didn't let them?
No.
So how come you left the... How come?
I'm born from the old...
That's no excuse. No excuse. Nice try. That won't work. That's a lie. How is it... People born out of your era would take a gun and shoot these guys. They wouldn't put up with this. So why is it you even agreed to leave the house to begin with? I brought you home from the hospital because that's what you wanted, right? Is that what you wanted or not? Did you want to go from the hospital to your house? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, did I bring you home?
Yes.
Was I the only one who brought you home? Did anybody else want to bring you home?
No, they wanted me to go till June the 1st and then back home.
So, whose idea was that?
Well, that was their idea.
Who's they? Give me a name. Who's they?
Well, that was Andy and...
Andy and who?
And the girls, I guess.
No. Who was it? Who wanted you to move out of the house? Who wanted you to move out of the house?
Well, Andy and Linda and Claire was in the...
So what did you want to do?
Well, I accepted it in a way that they says that June the 1st you're going back home.
Why did you move out?
Well, I shouldn't have.
Why did you move out?
I know.
Why? I want to know why you moved out when you were already at home. I came all the way from BC to take you home. So why did you move out? Did they not sign a paper with you saying you didn't have to leave? You didn't have to move out. Angie's signature was on there. Claire, Linda, Andy, me and you. Right? You had that, right?
Yeah.
So why'd you move out? That was a signature I fought to get you. You had it.
But on that paper it says on June the 1st.
No, that's a lie, Dad. The first paper said they were never going to move you out. They said they were not going to move you out. The first paper. So, why did you move out? You canceled your room in St. Eustache. We did as we sent by fax. So why did you sign another paper? Why did you go to Portage and sign another one saying you were willing to move? Why? Why? Why?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, answer it, Dad. You're on the stand with the judge. Why did you agree? Why did you agree to move out of your house? You told me in BC you want to go home. I got you home. So why did you move out? Why did you move out? You had a paper saying you could stay there. Everybody signed it. And after you signed it, you told me to get out of the house. Thank you for your help, but I don't need you now. I can do this all by myself. Well, you did it all right. So even though I got you that piece of paper, which you wanted and everybody wanted, everybody signed it saying you could stay there. Why did you move out? You had a paper then that said you could stay.
No.
So why did you move out? This is the judge asking you. Why did you move out after my going through all that trouble? For you, not for me. I didn't care. Those were your wishes. So why did you move out after you had a piece of paper saying you could stay? Why? Why?
I have no answer for that.
Yes, you do. You got to find an answer. You're on trial. You're in front of a judge. A judge wants to know why you moved out after you had a signed piece of paper saying you could stay. And wasn't it your house?
Yes.
Why'd you move out? This is the judge asking you, why did you move out, Mr. Bouchard?
The judge asks you.
I'm the judge right now. I'm asking you, Mr. Bouchard, you're on the stand. You got your hand on the Bible. Why did you move out? Did you want to move out?
They moved me out.
No, answer the question. No. That's wrong. It was your will. Question. Did you want to move out? Yes or no?
No.
So why did you?
They moved me out against my will.
No, they did not move you out against your will. You allowed it. Why? There's no such thing as moving against your will. You have a will, you could have said no. Why did you not say no if it wasn't your will to move out? Why did you not say no? You're on the stand, don't lie. You're on the stand. It wasn't your will to move out. Is that correct?
Yes.
So why did you move out?
Oh, boy.
Why? I don't give a shit about, oh, boy. Why did you move out? Are you going to say this to the judge? Oh, boy.
No.
Why did you move out, Dad? Why did you move out? Why did you move out? How long were you in that house? How long were you in that house?
All my life.
No, yeah, that's not an answer. How many years?
For the last, since I...
How many years?
Well, on the farm, I've been there all my life, but I mean, in that house, I was about since 70, about 30 years.
So why'd you move out? Why'd you move out? It's your house.
Yeah, 30 years at least, yeah.
Why did you move out?
Yeah.
Why did you move out? Why did you move out?
I don't know what to say.
Well, you better. The judge is asking you. Winston's asking you, why'd you move out? You had support there. You had me helping you. So, and I got you home. I got this signed for you. So why'd you move out?
Well, they figure it would be better for me for the time being of being with other, some people. But I mean, that was wrong too. I mean, that was bullshit that they put in my head. And he says, June the 1st, you're back home. So that's the reason why I said, well, January, in the spring, June the 1st.
Did that make sense to you?
Well, yeah.
Did that make sense to you? Did that make sense to you, to move out and then move back in?
That didn't make sense, yeah.
So why'd you go along with it? You told me, you told Lara that you didn't want to go to St. Eustache, right?
Yeah.
That you were comfortable at home and you didn't want to move. That's what you told me when I was there, right? So why did you move then? You knew that you didn't belong in St. Eustache. That's your home. Why would you move out for 6 months to come back in?
3 months, yeah.
Well, 3 months. February, March, April, May, June. Come on, Dad. 5 months.
Okay.
Why would you move out for 5 months? Well, there's got to be a reason. Why'd you move out?
I know, I did. I made a mistake there.
Why? Yeah, I know it's a mistake, but why did you?
Yeah.
Why did you?
Well, everybody makes mistakes, isn't it?
Not like that one.
No.
There's something behind that mistake, and that's what I'm trying to get at. No. What's behind that mistake?
There was nothing behind.
Dad, if somebody told me I had to move out, I'd say, stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah,
so why didn't you tell him to stick it where the sun don't shine?
Yeah, I should have.
Why didn't you?
Yeah.
This is the judge asking you, why didn't you? What happened that they convinced you to move out? What was it? There was a reason, because if you're in your right mind, I wouldn't think you'd move out if you've been in there 50 years after you said you wanted to stay there and I came all the way from BC to bring you home. And even when you were home, you told Ladan that there's no way you were going to move out. You told Roland Bouchard you weren't moving out. You told Helen you weren't moving out. You told Leona and Doreen you weren't moving out. So, why did you move out? You lied to all of them? You told me you didn't want to move out. Did you lie to me too?
No.
You did. You were moved out right after. So you're lying to all of us then. Why did you lie to us and say you wanted to stay in and then you move out?
I know. Oh, it's terrible.
It's not terrible. Why did you do it? Why'd you lie to us?
So what am I supposed to do now?
Figure out why you lied to us and told us you wanted to stay home and then you move out. You're lying at one point. You either wanted to move out or you didn't. So tell me which one's the truth. What's the truth?
I didn't want to move out forever, just temporary, but...
Why would you want to move out temporary?
Yeah, I know. That's a big mistake I made.
No, why would you want to move out temporary? That's not what you told me. You told me you didn't want to move out. You told Leona and Doreen and Helen, you didn't want to move out. You didn't say temporary. That's a lie. You said you didn't want to move out. So why did you move out?
They moved me out that way.
Who's they? No, there's no such thing as against your will. You don't have a will? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Against your will. What do you mean by that, Dad? What do you mean against your will?
Well, I was on the medication too and...
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
You were straight as a shooter when I took you home. That's not true. You're still on medication, so that means you can't make a right decision? You're only on high blood pressure, Dad. So what do you mean medication? Nice try. That won't wash. So if you're on medication, then I think you'd need to be locked up then and put in sanitation.
Well, I mean, I'm not the only one on blood pressure. A lot of people are on blood pressure.
Okay, so they can't. Is Marcel Bernardin on blood pressure? What's he on?
I know a lot of people are.
So are you saying they can't make up their own minds because they're on medication? Is that what you're saying? If you're on medication, you can't make up your own mind.
Well, it affects your mind.
It does? So what the hell are you doing on the medication then?
Well, to keep my blood pressure down.
Why do you have high blood pressure?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't care about the world, Dad. You.
There's too much stress at home there.
What do you mean? Come on, Dad. Yeah. Give the bullshit to somebody else. You think a judge is going to believe that? The stress is 30 years old, Dad. You got divorced 25 years before. Nice try. Try again. So what stress are you under? Explain to me the stress you're under. What stress? You're divorced. So what stress is there? There's no stress now. You're divorced.
Well, that's a big stress. I mean, when...
For 25 years? Come on, Dad. People get divorced every day. Nice try. They all say they're on high blood pressure, Ned? Because they're stressed? You're divorced. End of story. Isn't it? Or do you go around with a shotgun like Mike? Even Mike is not on stress pills, on high blood pressure, and he goes around stalking his wife with a gun. Is he on high blood pressure pills, Mike?
I don't know. He takes some pills, but I don't know if I...
You told me he didn't take nothing. Or he told me he didn't take nothing. Is he taking...
I didn't ask him about that.
Did you see him taking pills, yes or no? Did you see him taking pills, yes or no? You did or you didn't? Did you see Mike taking pills, yes or no?
Well, he's got something. He was taking something. I never asked him what he was taking.
Were they prescription pills?
I don't know.
Well, how could you see him if you don't know?
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to sleep in his cupboard and see what on his bedroom cupboards or anything.
I just
vacuum his room, that's all.
Did you see him take pills at the table?
Not really, not at the table.
What do you mean, not really? It's a yes or a no. Don't make up the bullshit, Dad. It's a yes or a no.
No.
Okay, so you didn't see him take pills at the table or at any time? Did you see him take pills at any time? Yes or no? Simple.
Well, I didn't pay any attention, really.
No, I didn't say that. I said yes or no. Don't make up stories.
No.
Okay, well, what's so hard about saying yes or no? Fine. So, tell me, why are you taking blood pressure pills? Why are you taking blood pressure pills? Why? What are you taking blood pressure pills for? Why?
Well, there was lots of stress at work and at home, and that's the reason why that built up my blood pressure. But
Dad,
lots of people...
That was 25 years ago.
Huh?
That was 25 years ago.
Yeah, but that's when I started taking medication.
Okay, the problem is gone. The divorce is over. You don't have the wife. So where's the pressure now? Where's the stress now? Where's the stress now? You're divorced. It's finished. End of story. Where's the stress? Where's the stress? Where is the stress?
Well, this is stress. I mean,
what stress?
Well,
what is stress right now?
The way that asshole treats me there all the time.
Well, tough shit. You're on his turf.
Dad,
you're on his turf, so nice shit. That's got nothing to do with why you're stressed. Come on, you came here with blood pressure. We didn't give you blood pressure. You had it before you came here, so try again. That's got nothing to do with it, Dad. Nice try. Go back to why did you leave the house in the first place? You said you left against your will. What do you mean, against your will? What does that mean? Speak English. Like, tell the judge why it's against your will. Why is he supposed to believe that it was against your will?
She's going to ask me why I left the house.
I'm asking you. You said you left against your will. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
Well, I should have put my foot down. I wasn't too happy about that.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
No.
Why did you leave? Why was it against your will?
Yeah, I shouldn't have. Yeah, I know.
But why did you? Why did you? You're saying if somebody stole your vehicle, you wouldn't stop them? If somebody steals your house, you went along with it? Explain why you went along with it. Isn't one as bad as the other?
Yes.
So explain to me why you left the house. The judge wants to know why you left. Why did you go sign for a room in St. Eustache? Why did you agree to it? Why?
I shouldn't have. I know. I made a boo-boo there, big boo-boo. And, but this is a... Between life and death, I mean, that's a...
What do you mean, life and death?
Well, I mean...
What do you mean, life and death?
Well, I mean, I shouldn't have never moved out, that's for damn sure.
And so why did you?
They shouldn't have had the... They shouldn't have... they shouldn't put me in a spot like that, I mean...
They did! You put yourself there.
Yeah.
Can you say no?
You're not fit to move out, and you got to stay where there's people around for till June the 1st. That's really one of the reasons I accepted it. But
did you think that? You think you needed people around you?
Well, I have good neighbors. The neighbors are so close that it didn't matter.
So why did you move out?
I made a big mistake. Okay.
So why did you move out then?
Yeah, I shouldn't have moved out. I shouldn't.
No, but why? Yeah. I know it was a mistake. No. We all know that. It's been 3.5 years of hell. And it's come on my doorstep. And I don't appreciate it. I want to know why the hell you moved out. The judge wants to know and Winston wants to know. Until you tell us why you moved out, no one's going to represent you in court. Why did you? What made you move out?
That's a good question.
Well, no, answer it. You did it. We didn't. You explained to us why you did. What made you agree to move out?
That was a big mistake I made.
No kidding, Dad. It was the biggest mistake of your life.
Yeah, that's a...
So why did you do it, though? Well, what made you do that?
Well, a lot of people do mistakes, don't they? But this is a bad one.
You didn't want to move. Why did you agree to move?
Yeah, I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have.
Why did you agree?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah.
What was it that made you agree to move? What was it? What happened that one day you don't want to move out, the next day you're agreeing to move out? What happened? Explain that one. Judge wants to know that one. What made you change your mind? I guess you're never going to have a lawyer then.
Pardon?
I guess you'll never have a lawyer representing you. So we'll start looking for a basement suite for you, because unless you know what you did, why you did it, nothing's changing. And this stress is a lie, because you're not stressed over all of this. Something else is causing you to be stressed. You have high blood pressure for a reason. So what's the reason? Don't say a divorce. Your divorce is gone. So, nice try. So, what is it? What's the big secret here that you're not able to say no to these kids? What's going on? What do they say to make you move out? Just get to the point and quit lying. Something's up. Winston says you're lying. The judge knows you're lying. You're lying about something. So what the hell are you lying about? You're lying. You're lying to me. You're lying to everybody. You think we're stupid? We're not stupid. You're lying about something.
About what?
I don't know. What are you lying about? You got to be lying about something, because no man in their right mind would let anybody kick them out. So what the hell are you lying to us about? What's going on? Something's going on. Winston's not stupid. He's not going to take on your case until you come clean. He's not stupid. He's been in law for 40 years. So unless you come clean and tell us what the hell's going on, he's not going to represent you. So nice try. And you're stuck with a $30,000 bill. You want him to sell your motorhome and anything you got? Pay the bill? You want to lose everything? You want to lose everything?
No.
Well, you're going to. Unless you come clean and tell us what the heck's been going on, that's what's happening to you. And I'm not going to babysit you anymore. Had enough of this. I got to get on with my life. You want to ruin yours? Go ahead. You're not going to ruin mine. I'm not babysitting you anymore. You're too big for that. 1 year is long enough, Dad. This is a joke. It's been 3.5 years. So you either come clean or you're on your own, because I'm not going to babysit you. Because you're lying to Winston, you're lying to me, you're lying to everybody. You're lying to yourself. What's going on here? Something's going on. Winston's been in law too long to know that something's cooking here. So what are you hiding? What are you keeping?
I'm not hiding anything.
Something is going on, Dad. Winston's not believing you. What's a big lie? What are you covering up for? What are you covering? You're hiding something, you're covering. That's so damn obvious, it's pathetic, Dad. You're not running like a scared little chicken because nothing's going on. Something's going on. Winston sees it. Winston's not going to represent you. Don't wait for him to phone. He's not going to call you. He already gave you the message by not calling you back. He's not going to call, and I'm not going to bug him. He don't want to represent you, Dad, because he's never seen anything like this. And he means...